This is 89.1 WEMU. It is a Thursday. I'm David Fair, sitting alongside the executive director of the Michigan Theater and the State Theater in Ann Arbor. Russ Collins is my co-host for Cinema Chat, and it's going to be a great week of movies ahead.
Yeah, well, last week we opened up Parasite, which is this Bong Joon-ho film that's a huge hit in Korea, but it's also becoming, as a foreign language film, a big hit in the United States, especially
for our
Well,
it touches on some issues close to our hearts right now.
That's right. It's about two families in Korea. One's a wealthy family, one's a poor family, and the poorer family inserts itself into this wealthy family to help them out, but it's a very complicated calculus, and the less you know about it, the better. Because the way the film is revealed is fascinating all by itself.
But it does explore that income and inequality gap that continues to grow in our country through those eyes.
As it did in Korea. So there's a lot of resonance there. It won the Palme d'Or at the Cannes Film Festival, and it's a pitch black modern fairy tale that is definitely worth checking out. We're opening another film this week that I'm looking forward to. It was nominated for a Palme d'Or and won the Best Actor at the Cannes Film Festival for Antonio Banderas. It's called Pain and Glory, and it's a wonderful film about a filmmaker. So if you think about the Fellini film Eight and a Half or the Francois Truffaut film Day for Night, it's a filmmaker meditating on his life as a filmmaker, and Pedro Almodovar is the filmmaker, and it's very loosely based on his life, but it is the meditations of a filmmaker as he goes through his life, recalls his life, and also encounters people from his life. The film, the reviews on this are extremely strong. They're in the 90% positive reviews and 90% positive audience feedback, which is always
one
a good
of the things
sign.
I've heard about it is Antonio Banderas in particular tells as much of the story through his face and in silence as he does through his vocabulary.
Which is the Best Actor
award
that he got. Penelope Cruz is also in this film, another typical actor for Pedro Almodovar. So Pain and Glory opens this Friday. Go check it out. It's at the State Theater. And I know something that you're totally not looking forward to, but many people are. Star Wars is actually going to be
opening. Why is that still a thing?
This is the last film of the triple trilogy. This is episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker.
Couldn't we just stop at the last film?
Well,
because you know more are coming, aren't they?
Well, this is the last film of the original story.
We'll see.
So we'll see what Disney does with it. But a lot of people are anticipating it, particularly because it is the last film in the triple trilogy. We're going to have it at the State Theater, and you can buy tickets in advance, and we really suggest that you do that. A film that I'm looking forward to plays on Monday and Wednesday, the 11th and 13th next week. It's called Jay Myself, and it's about the artist and photographer Jay Mazel, who lives in New York, and he back in the 60s, bought an abandoned bank building. It's a six-story building, 3,600 square feet.
3,600 or 36,000?
36,000. I'm sorry, 36,000.
I was going to say, that's a small bank.
It's a 100-year-old building, but each floor of this bank was kind of a different trip into his psyche. And the film is made by one of an intern of his. The intern was years and years ago, the photographer Stephen Wilkes. It's a fascinating portrait of an artist as they've lived their life and as they move out of what had been their home for the better part of 50 years.
And what an interesting, you know, kind of metaphor for life of six layers of Jay.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
In a building, you know, we all have those layers, and he actually has a physical manifestation
of that. Exactly. And he's a brilliant artist, photographer. He sees and he captures, and it's a fascinating documentary. Go check it out. Red Trees is a film by Marina Willer. Marina Willer is giving the Penny Stamps lecture this Thursday at 5:10, and then following that lecture at 7:30 is going to be this film, Red Trees. It's kind of an experimental film, and it's an impressionistic visual essay that traces her father's family's journey journey for us as one of only 12 Jewish families that survived the Nazi occupation in Prague. They ended up in South America. It's a beautifully shot. Red Trees is something that is a once-in-a-lifetime kind of opportunity to see it on the big screen. And again, that's Thursday at 7:30, which is follows the lecture by Marina Willer
at 5:10.
Yeah, tonight. That's actually tonight. You got it. The Polish Film Festival is back, and that's going to be tomorrow through Sunday. You can go check that out. They give awards for the best documentary, best debut, and best short narrative. They also have a special relationship with children's programs. And Polish filmmakers are really, really talented. Poland is one of three countries that claim the invention of film. So there's the United States, France, and Poland, and they all have legitimate cred to claim the invention of the motion picture.
Oh, they've been doing it a long time. They're good at it by
Absolutely.
Now. You are listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. David Fair alongside Russ Collins.
And then tomorrow we have the final screening of Give Me Liberty. That's at 4:30. And it's about a medical transport driver who is trying to get his grandfather to a funeral, but he's got all of the clients in the minivan. And it's an antic, interesting ride as this guy has runs into all kinds of troubles in terms of getting rerouted and dealing with protests and dealing with angry clients that's in his van. But it's a comedy that was a big hit at Sundance, so Give Me Liberty is definitely worth checking out. John Cameron Mitchell, who did Hedwig and the Angry Inch, he's a musical artist and performer. He did a concert at Hill Auditorium on the 2nd of November. We're going to show the film Hedwig and the Angry Inch this Friday and Saturday at 10 o'clock. Go check that out. That's part of our late night series, and following next week will be Clueless, and after that, Get Out. We have a screening of Paris to Pittsburgh, which is an environmental documentary that's particularly appropriate with the explosive decision to pull out of the Paris Climate Agreement.
Yeah.
And the manager of sustainability and innovation for the city of Ann Arbor, Sarah Hughes, as well as Douglas Kelbach from the University of Michigan Urban Planning are going to give a post-screening talk. This is a free screening Tuesday, 12 o'clock, Tuesday, November 12th at 6 o'clock.
And don't think these aren't issues that will impact our immediate and distant future.
Yeah, it's right here. So Jean-Luc Godard's film, Parole à Fou, is part of our La Femme Essentielle on November the 12th at 7:30. The final film in that series will be on the 19th, but this one is on Tuesday the 12th at 7:30. And then we have Up There, which is a film by a Michigan filmmaker on Wednesday, November 13th and 14th at 7:30. And there will be a post-screening discussion after the film with the a Q&A with the writer and actress of the film, Zoe Kantor. So go check that out. There'll be other special guests. We have another environmental film that's beautiful and odd, Anthropocene, the Human Epoch. We showed that before, but this time it's part of our Science on Screen series. So if you haven't seen Where's Ray Cohn, go check it out. The Lighthouse is another film that's doing really, really well, only at the Michigan Theater. Go check that out. Jojo Rabbit and Joker's got a few more screenings.
We cannot leave without talking about Stephen King and Dr. Sleep.
It's the follow-up to The Shining. Danny Torres, who's the little boy in The Shining. It's 40 years later. The reviews on this have been pretty good, so go check that out. Midway is about the Battle of Midway. That's opening
of course.
The multiplexes. And Playing with Fire is a straight-laced superintendent played by John Cerna, and it's about firefighters and all kinds of good stuff. So that's Dr. Sleep is definitely worth checking out at the multiplex.
There are a lot of movies to choose from. Hope we'll see you at the theater, at one of them at least. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Cinema Chat. You heard exclusively on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.